we have in our collection a piano that belonged to Ninian and Elizabeth Edwards. And Elizabeth was Mary Lincoln's sister. She's the person that Mary lived with as a young woman before her marriage. And so the Edwards house is one that Lincoln went to frequently. Of course, he was courting Mary Todd there. He and Mary had their wedding in the Edwards house. And then after that, they would have gone to, you know, visit family and in-laws. And that piano was in the parlor when Lincoln was a guest. So it's an instrument that played music for Lincoln in a variety of settings, you know, for more than 20 years while he lived in Springfield. And right now it's a silent relic of that time, but we are hoping to restore it to playable condition. And the ultimate goal is to be able to hear the same music that Lincoln heard and loved on the very same instrument that he used to listen to.
How often are pianos that are that old restored? Is this like a normal project to be taking on?
I mean, it's not like we could, you know, go to the guy around the corner. I don't know. We had to find someone in Champaign was the closest person who could do it. And he said that they don't do it very often because square grand pianos aren't, from a musical standpoint, an ideal instrument. They tend to, they kind of lose their tone quickly, and they were replaced by, you know, our standard grand piano for a reason. It's just like a better instrument musically. So most people, if they, you know, want an instrument, they're going to buy a new grand piano. But, you know, when they have family value or historical significance like this, you know, they're restored from time to time. Our guy's name is Steve Schmidt in Champaign. He's with the piano people, and he, you know, he knows what he's doing. It's not like a foreign object, but he said it's not something he does super frequently.
And so how much money is going to be needed to complete this project?
Well, the grand total is $17,000. It will cost a little over $13,000 to restore the instrument. Keep in mind, this is like a six-month-long project. It has to be, you know, taken apart, and the parts that have worn out have to be completely fabricated from hand, so they're a complete match to the old one, because it's not like you can, you know, go to the store and buy a new one off the shelf anymore. And then on top of that, our goal is to have a concert where we're going to play Lincoln's favorite music, which, you know, there have been historical references of songs Lincoln enjoyed. So we're going to create a set list of those songs, play them, and then record it. So, you know, you too can own a CD of Lincoln's favorite music on the instrument he used to listen to.
And so this is similar to other restoration projects that have happened at the home. The Lincoln courting couch comes to mind.
That was a Kickstarter. That was our first foray into Kickstarter, and that was successful. We hit our fundraising goal. And yeah, it's kind of the same thing. That sofa belonged to Ninian and Elizabeth Edwards. It's the sofa that Lincoln and Mary sat on in the days when they were courting. That sofa was in the room when the Lincolns were married. And, you know, across the room from that sofa was this piano that we're working on now. So the piano was there when the Lincolns were courting. The story attached to it is that it played the music at the Lincolns' wedding. And it's kind of unique that way. I mean, there's a piano that survives from the White House era that we know Lincoln heard, but beyond that, this is the only other instrument in the world that we know Lincoln heard, so it's kind of a cool connection to him.
So once this project is over, any other things hiding in the basement that might be coming out for restoration?
Well, the second floor. It's not quite hiding, but we're continuing to try to raise money to restore the second floor. We did our first floor and kind of turned back the clock to its 1850s appearance, and now we're hoping to finish the job on the second floor.
And talk a little bit about the restorations that have happened already for those who don't know. You know, I've had a chance to go in. It's very colorful.
It is, but that's the way they liked it in the 19th century. We have tried to, the Edwards family put on a big addition in their house in 1857. Basically, Edwards Place, as it is now, took its form in 1857. So that's the year that we were shooting for. And so in a lot of cases, we got incredibly lucky and found evidence of what the Edwards family had. We found a couple pieces of their actual 1850s wallpaper that we were able to have restored. And when we didn't have that kind of direct evidence, we went with what was appropriate to the time period. So, you know, the patterns we have are 1850s patterns. They happen to be very bright, very, you know, bold. That was kind of the look. So we're trying to make it so when you step into Edward's Place, you're stepping back to that time period when, you know, Lincoln Star's on the rise, the Civil War is on the horizon, and really make it an immersive experience.
It's much different than looking at old photographs, of course.
It is, yeah, exactly.
And so talk about what will be, what the final touches are for the second floor that are needed to get it, you know, up to speed with the first floor.
Well, the second floor was used by the Art Association as art classrooms until the 1960s. And finally, the Art Association decided that it didn't need kids sliding down the banister and spilling paint in the historic house anymore. And that's when they restored them into Victorian bedrooms. And they really haven't been updated since then. So it's like a 1960s interpretation of an 1860s bedroom. It needs new electrical wiring. The wiring hasn't actually been updated since 1914 when the Art Association first wired it. Plaster will need to be repaired, and then we're going to pick out carpet patterns and wallpaper patterns that, you know, based on 50 years more research, we know are more appropriate to the 1850s. So again, we'll have that immersive experience.
Do you, have you seen an uptick now in tourism now that people are more aware of the Edwards House, I would think, after the renovations?
Absolutely. Last year or the year before the restoration, we got maybe like a tour a week. And now we've got, you know, at least someone coming every day and a big steady stream in the summer when tourist season is here. So it's been really awesome. But, you know, we want to keep that momentum going. We hope to become a must-see destination in Springfield.